Lots of feedback on our story earlier this morning about gendered toys. We get feedback all the time. Tracy Tromf sits at her desk and the phone rings constantly and she listens.
Constantly, Ellen.
To the listener.
Constantly, and I'm always looking forward to it. Let's go to Monday. As you know, Ellen, we went inside, we went behind bars and talked about the experience and impact of doing time.
Yeah.
Not only on the prisoners themselves, but their families and partners. Melissa Jacobs was with us. She is a wife of a former prisoner, and Greg Fisher. He was jailed for over 7 years. We had this call from someone talking about what she has observed as a visitor to jail.
Hi, I'm an Australian Anglo and the father of my child's in prison and will be there for many years yet on a drug-related offence. I visited him not very often but in two prisons, and when I go there I very much am aware that as a white person I'm a minority by far. Mainly there's Indigenous people and people from other sort of races around the world with a darker skin, and I've seen that I get preferential treatment to many other people there. I would like to see Radio National also run stories from people that have a more common prison experience, such as an Indigenous person's story of visiting their relative in jail. It's tough on my daughter, but I'm sure not as tough as on many other kids. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you so much. And Samantha wrote also from the perspective of a prison visitor. Both interviewees talked about conditions for the prisoners in New South Wales and also for family and other visitors, making the point that they are often treated with disrespect and petty harassment. This must be quite common and certainly happens in Tasmania. As a non-family visitor to a well-behaved prisoner, and being well-behaved myself, I've been surprised at how unpleasant the visitors are made to feel. One of the many difficulties is there's a considerable walk in the open without any covering to the building. However, prison visitors are not allowed to wear a head covering or a jacket with a hood, nor carry an umbrella, so visitors are expected to take that long walk without any protection, regardless of whether they were old or unwell. Mm.
Another vital part of that story we broadcast Monday was the support available and how families cope once the prisoner is out of jail. Karen wrote in response to this, "We are a group of people who are neglected with chronically underfunded services provided for us despite our high support needs. The stigma and lack of understanding can be very stressful."
Well, and so to sexting, Ellen. Yesterday you opened the floor for a chat about the sexual culture that many of our teenagers are living in. Here's a call from Noel.
My name is Noel from Melbourne. This is on the discussion about pornography with kids and that, which I think is a very important discussion. I think it's important that these terms get defined. I find they're very loosely used, and so I think it's important that for adults to have a very clear idea for themselves what pornography is, preferably one shared by all of society, so that we're able to talk to younger people about things that are harmful and damaging versus things that are just part of human life. For example, nudity in art has been around for hundreds of years. I don't see that as anything like pornography. However, there's been erotic art, there's been a range of things. So I think it's very important that we understand that pornography is seen to be something which can be harmful and people need to be shown how to relate to it. Thank you.
Thanks, Noel. And here's a call from Tamara.
Good morning. My name is Tamara. I'm from Urunga in New South Wales. As a teacher of English, I have found language has changed over the years. And if we need to change the attitude to women, we first need to take out the language that is used against them. Many words are not used as derogative terms for men, but they are for women. We changed it for Afro-Americans. We changed it from homosexuals to gays. It is time that the dictionary dropped all these negative terms for women and brought in some more positive terms. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Thanks very much for the call. Lots of calls on this topic, Tracy. Oh, we want to keep having that conversation.
Yeah, lots on Facebook, so keep it coming.
Okay, the message bank line 02 833 1430. You can text us 0418 226 576 or go to our Life Matters Facebook page and talk to us there. You're listening to Life Matters with me, Ellen Fanning. Thanks so much for your company.
Do you guys have Barramundi here?
This is Mike and Timothy.
Potato scallops.
The unlikely hosts of a new RN podcast. It's called The Real Thing.
Oh, no, you skipped over too high.
Stories.
Intimate stories, scenes, characters, places.
Born of Australia.
We're heading out into the corners to find the real Australia.
The Real Thing.
That's us here.
Subscribe now.